This story is read by David Moffat, Sergeant Donald Godfrey, service number 3761 of the 9th Battalion, the Black Watch. Some of the research documents for Donald has his name recorded as Daniel. However, as the Scoon Roll of Honour and most of the evidence gives his name as Donald, that is what we will call him. Donald Godfrey was born at Stormanfield on the 14th September 1876. He was the third of eight children, born to John and Margaret Godfrey. In 1881, when Donald was four, the family was living in Scone and his father was a linen bleacher. The 1891 census shows that the family had moved to Stormanfield. Sadly, by this time, Donald's father had died. Also missing on the census was Donald's younger brother, James, who would have been 11 years old. There is no record of where he was. The Scone Roll of Honour suggests that Donald married twice and had a son and a daughter. The record of his marriages or his daughter could not be found. However, there is evidence that his son was called John. Donald enlisted into the 2nd Battalion of the Black Watch and in 1899 served in the South African campaign at Magersfontein. He attained the rank of sergeant. Donald was taken prisoner but released on the advance of the British Army under Lord Roberts. Donald served his time and was discharged from the army. Between enlistments, he was employed by Messrs. Lumsden and Mackenzie, who owned the bleaching mill in Stormanfield. The whole of Stormanfield, including the Bogue Cottages, Fish Pond Cottages and Colin Den, were occupied by bleach workers and farm workers. It was a fact of the feudal system. In 1914, Donald enlisted again with the Black Watch and joined the 9th Battalion. They were mobilised for war and landed in Boulogne in early summer 1915. Donald and his battalion were involved in the Battle of Loos. The preliminary bombardment began on the 21st September 1915 and the initial attack was launched on the 25th September. The battle lasted until the 6th November 1915. Donald was wounded in the initial attack and died from his injuries on the 26th September 1915. He is remembered with honour on Stone 79 of the Loos Memorial, which commemorates over 20,000 officers and men of the Commonwealth who were killed in World War I and have no known grave. Donald Godfrey was 39 years old. He was awarded the Star, Victory and British War Medals. We will remember them.